If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now for a wrap of the week's rural news with RNZ Rural News journalist Monique Steele, who's joining us from Ōtautahi Christchurch. And Monique, disappointing news about the Canterbury A&P show being cancelled. What's happened there?
Yes, well, it's going to be a different Cup and Show Week this year. The annual Christchurch event, which sees country come to town, has been canned as it's not financially viable. Bryce Murray of the Canterbury Agriculture and Pastoral Association, well, he says after 2 years of COVID-19 disrupting the show and a financial loss last year, putting one on this year was just not feasible. Yes, well, it's going to be a different Cup and Show Week this year. The annual Christchurch event, which sees country come to town, has been canned as it's not financially viable. Bryce Murray of the Canterbury Agriculture and Pastoral Association, well, he says after 2 years of COVID-19 disrupting the show and a financial loss last year, putting one on this year was just not feasible.
The real problem is your corporate side of the equation with the traffic management, and there's all sorts of other stuff that goes into that, all that equation, wages. Operating on show day being the Friday, and you've got staff there, and so that's always time and a half. Just like, it all adds up.
Livestock judging and competitions will still be held in November as usual, though other parts of the show have been cancelled.
Now, Monique, mixed news for farmers at the meatworks.
Yes, well, venison sales dived during the COVID-19 pandemic, and as you'll remember, that's with the restrictions that closed so many restaurants around the world. But things are on the up, with New Zealand's venison exports to the United States having more than doubled in the year to February. More dairy cull cows flowing into the works have resulted in meat companies lowering their prices too. Meanwhile, sheep meat prices remain at historic lows, with prospects in export markets quite pessimistic. Demand from China has softened, and Australian lambs are still flooding the market. And here, most North Island processors are paying between $6 and $6.30 a kilogram. And in the South Island, sheep are going for $5.80 to just over $6 a kilo.
But it's not all bad news, is it, with some funding to help improve genetics?
Yeah, that's right. So two red meat sector research projects have just got a major funding boost from the New Zealand Meat Board. $1 million is going towards tackling facial eczema. This disease costs the country around $300 million each year through sick or dying animals. And another $700,000 is going to an existing project, which is giving farmers beef genetic tools to increase productivity and profitability. Beef and Lamb's chair Kate Ackland is excited.
There hasn't been a significant investment in the facial eczema space for quite some number of years, actually. So this launching this project and really trying to nail facial eczema is a significant piece of work, and this funding boost from New Zealand Meat Board will help make the project go faster.
The Livestock Improvement Corporation has also celebrated 20 years of being listed on the New Zealand Stock Exchange. In other business news, rural supplies company PGG Wrightson has downgraded its earning guidance as those in the agriculture sector tighten their belts. It's now expecting operating earnings of about $43 million. That's compared to its previous forecasts of $50 million. So you see, reduced spending is biting at agricultural business bottom lines too.
Meanwhile, a rise in alternative meats could change New Zealand farming going forward.
Yes, well, it could. That's if growing demand for alternative proteins could see dairy production decrease by 35% over the next 30 years, a new research has found. The Protein Future Scenarios Research Project looked at three different possibilities of how alternative meat could impact land use. Its project lead, John Manire, says change is afoot.
We were suggesting that, you know, by 2050, dairy production land use might decrease by 35%, sheep might decrease by 29%, and arable production, because you're looking at a land use shift into arable production, will increase by 21%. And then forestry, because a lot of the hill country, which is currently for sheep and beef, would shift to forestry. So those are quite significant potential changes in land use.
Auckland company called OptoBio, well, it's hoping to ramp up production of its lab-grown meat. It's just started a two-year project to deliver advanced commercial-grade cell lines to enable the cultivation of meat at a larger scale. Co-founder and chief executive Olivia Ogilvie says it's about removing the need for more animals in the food supply chain.
By 2050, meat consumption is predicted to increase by 70%. And the general consensus is that we need new food production techniques to increase our food production by that quantum. And cultivated meat and this technology is one of those options.
Now, staying with technology, a new smart app is helping orchardists better manage trees individually.
Yes, well, FruitMinder is a new type of software and it gives growers specific data about their trees, like growing conditions, treatments, sprays and fertilisers. It works kind of like smart ear tags used on cattle and helps create GPS-mapped digital twins of the orchard. Founder and CEO Sebastian Chapman says he's still fine-tuning the tech, but it will be available on the market soon.
They've got the aid of a map on the application, so they can use that to easily find the trees that they want to do their census with. And then we also do all the sort of the maths on getting the averages and whatnot out for them. So made it really simple.
Now, an international forestry auditor has spoken out about what they've witnessed on the East Coast in terms of trees.
Yes, well, public concern about the extent of damage caused by forestry slash on the East Coast during these big storms in recent years, including cyclones Hale and Gabrielle, well, they prompted a visit from auditors called Assurance Services International, or ASI, last year. It reviewed audits done by SGS and Preferred by Nature, which found a severe level of inadequate standards being carried out here. The auditor says issues with the New Zealand companies were at the most serious end of offending. And because of the scale of the issues on the East Coast, ASI will come back later this year to check out other forest auditors around New Zealand. Meanwhile, as a result of the auditor's visit late last year, forestry company Earnslaw One lost its internationally recognised FSC certification, and that indicates that the trees were harvested responsibly.
Okay, Monique, what's happening in the world of milk and honey?
Well, Fonterra is closing a handful of its plants in Waikato to optimise operations, it says. The dairy co-op will close its powder plant and coal centre at Waitoa later this year and two drying plants at Te Rapa, which will close by next month. Around 50 roles will be impacted by the closure, some of which are vacant. But for those staff that are impacted, Fonterra says it will try to redeploy them across the co-op in the first instance. So that's one to watch there. And that's us from the Rural News team this week.
Thanks, Monique.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.